Yes, the weather is utterly depressing. Photographer Stephen Bradley would agree with you, except he's managed to turn it into a positive. Stephen, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
Now, you wouldn't know what to look at you, but you have some experience as a photographer going back some years. If you give us a rundown of your career.
Well, I suppose I started almost blind, very green, in 1979 when I joined a photo agency in Belfast called Pacemaker. After being fired,
very famous photo agency, it must be said.
Is it?
Oh, yes.
Fair enough. Very good. Very good. After being fired as a medical photographer in the city hospital because the boss didn't like me and he brought me in one day and said, "Well, look, I'm going to fire you, or you can resign. I think it's best if you resign."
Okay. Right.
This from the guy who he was a chief medical photographer in the Belfast City Hospital, I believe, and he was photographing an operation, and the surgeon stepped in his way to do what he was doing. Mm. The photographer asked him to move. The surgeon looked down as if to say, "Are you serious?" As the surgeon finished what he was doing and was leaving the operating theatre, the photographer was standing at the door and he punched him and he knocked him out. This is the guy that fired me, so I thought, well, if he does that sort of thing, maybe I don't want to hang around.
Okay, probably a wise move to move on. And yeah, and you did work for Pacemaker, which is, as I said, a very famous, well, I suppose because it sounds crass to say they made the reputation from the Troubles, but they were there and they were very, 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 very effective, and they had an excellent roster of photographers working for them. They did have a sterling reputation. Then later on, you moved to Atlanta.
Yeah, I went to Atlanta with my family in 1995. Both me and my wife had applied for green cards with the Morrison Visa Lottery in 1993, and the application would have died within 3 years, so we had to just go. So we went cold. And I went to Atlanta and I was doing advertising work for Coke and McDonald's and UPS. I photographed Elton John for the LA Times. Mm. That was interesting meeting him. And it all went well. And we came back in 2001, basically because one of my two sons, the public transport system in Gwinnett County where we lived didn't exist. And Paul remembered jumping on a bus and going to see his friends here. Mm. And he missed it big
time.
You
just can't do that, yeah.
So we came back. So the public transport system had something to do with the reason for us coming back to Northern Ireland in a strange way.
Yeah. Well, of course, you'd missed it. You wouldn't realise things like that. But in this, like some basic things we take for granted in Europe, just don't exist there, or at least in parts of it.
That's true.
So you're back living in Ireland and you're coming from Atlanta and you're going, mother of God, look at that rain. Bull sky.
Yeah, well, I mean, I was depressed from 2001 until exactly the 31st of May this year, actually. It's a strange thing. Mm. I had sore withdrawal symptoms nearly every day. I thought about Atlanta almost on a daily basis. When you look outside from your office in Belfast, you're primarily looking at a grey sky. It's not the same as a blue one with a bit of heat. So, in May 31st, I went with a bunch of amateur photographer friends up to near Ballycastle to a place called the Dark Hedges, which is a pretty famous location used by the Game of Thrones for, I think it's called the King's Landing. The scenes that they filmed there. And I pulled out my iPhone 3GS and started taking photos. And my friends had Nikons and Canons, and I think they were thinking, what's this lunatic doing? I was challenging myself to see what I could do with this phone.
Yeah.
And since then, I brought it to the Nikon and I've been doing it seriously, more or less, just on my own time, traveling around Northern Ireland to different places and photographing landscapes that most people will have heard of. But in my own way, I would say, is creating imagery that looks like a Turner painting, that is biblical. Hmm. That is, it's primarily, my images are dark and moody and they're driven by clouds. The more dark and dramatic the clouds, maybe with a bit of sun, with some rays coming through or shining and hitting some water in a small percentage of the image beneath, it excites me because this style of imagery I don't believe has been done in Ireland before. A lot of people like sort of sunny skies and beautiful vistas. Mm. I've seen them. It doesn't interest me. I want to do something a bit different.
And they all look the same. A sunny sky always looks the same as another sunny sky.
The word generic comes to mind when you think about beautiful shots of Ireland. And they obviously have their place in promoting and Ireland and being used for advertising purposes. But I think, you know, if the Bank of Ireland were to use one of my skyscapes on a billboard of, like, I don't know, as I mentioned, like dark and broody clouds with rain falling as a curtain lit by sun from the back onto Carlingford Lough, for example, I think people would look at it. You'd rather than a pretty picture of Carlingford Lough.
Now, these pictures that you've taken, these are selling in the States. They're selling in galleries and the like.
There's a Manhattan gallery, IFAC Arts, in Manhattan. And the guy that owns that gallery is called Lee Evans. I approached four galleries in Manhattan by email. Mm. He came back to me. He said, tell me more about you. I did. He's listing my images, including the one done on the iPhone, for $7,000 as 6-foot-wide prints on firstdibs.com. That's 1stdibs.com. It's the highest high-end luxury goods and art and services site in the States. He's got A-list clients, including Harvey Weinstein. He sold art to Harvey Weinstein. Mm. He was talking to Dennis Hopper's wife last week about something. So at the moment he's telling me these things, I hope he delivers. I think he will.
Yeah. Wow. That's extra. But I suppose if you go out to a particular location, you can take one photograph, wait 10 minutes, and then you've got a completely different photograph because things change so quickly here.
I was in the Mourns. I was up at Spelga Dam. On Sunday, I picked up a German hitchhiker on the way, so he wanted to take some shots, so he joined me on my journey. We drove past Spelga Dam at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It was covered in mist. No dramatic sky, no use. Mm. We punkered about. We went to another reservoir. We walked around. We came back. The clouds had blown away. There was dramatic light cutting through wispy grey clouds in the sky, and I started snapping, and I think I got something interesting.
Wow. You were also one of your previous incarnations, you were apparently Ian Paisley's favourite photographer. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I suppose it's a good thing if you want to get a scoop. It's a strange thing. I've got a picture taken by Dublin photographer Derek Spears. Mm-hmm. If you've heard of him.
Yeah.
Or not. Of me standing with Paisley up on a platform. He was doing the Carson Trail rallies at Stormont. It was raining. I went round the back of this platform to get out of the rain to change my film. A flap opened, a hand came out, and he said, "Come up, young man," and it was Paisley, and he pulled me up on the stage. I'm standing there like a deer in the headlights. What am I supposed to do here? The press are looking at me. He's got thousands of people, you know, just waiting for him to say something. He said, "What do you want them to do?" I sort of shakingly said, "Well, get them to put their hands up." He said, "Put your hands up for the Lord." And 2,000 people put their hands up. I got my shot. I got off that stage as quick as I could.
That's extraordinary.
It's funny. I was embarrassed like crazy, but it was good crack.
That's extraordinary. Stephen, thanks very much for coming in to us today. That's Stephen Bradley there. Here's Kerry with the news.